Is CIWV FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
One, two. 98.3 Funkified. Dave Serini. Dino going to tell you about comets and free tickets and things like that coming up. Sean LaBelle, Mesa, Stokely. Your love, call on my name. I love it when she does that. Wave 98.3. Wave 98.3, East Bay Soul and Sean Holt, Jump, Shout, and Holler. 316, Dino here. I was just looking at our wave98.3.fm site. You can go to that. Remember, wave98.3.fm. There's a contest section, and we've got loads of stuff in there. I just noticed a new one. Ride the rails to Edmonton with Vancouver Train Expo. They're constantly putting new contests in there, and all you have to do, you don't have to listen or anything. All you got to do is go to the webpage and go to the contest section and enter your credentials on all these different different things we're giving away, like free tickets to catch Diamond Cafe, a band from Victoria, from my very heart. I love Victoria. November 1st at the Biltmore Cabaret. I'm going to try and be there. Free tickets to catch Kidden Koala's Newphonia Must Fall. Apparently, this is pretty wicked. A multimedia adaptation of the graphic novel playing November 15th and 16th at the Massey Theatre in New West. That's a beautiful venue as well. Also, free tickets to see the influential British singer, songwriter, guitarist Richard Thompson. Have you heard of him? That's happening November 2nd at the Vogue Theatre. Another awesome venue in Vancouver. Richard was the co-founder of 60s British rock folk band Fairport Convention.
Hi, this is Jeff Lorber.
And I'm Dave Koz, and I hope you'll be here this weekend when I welcome my good buddy Jeff Lorber to the Dave Koz Radio Show. He's got a very cool project to share with us, so join us for that. And remember, you can visit DaveKoz.com and listen this weekend for Jeff Lorber and more on the Dave Koz Radio Show. See you then.
The Dave Koz Radio Show is heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on Wave 98.3.
Well, hello there. It's Phil Evans with Life Around Town on Wave 98.3 in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. Victoria's Diamond Cafe plays the Biltmore Cabaret in Vancouver November 1st. Those tickets are available at admitone.com. Vancouver's North Shore Craft Beer Week returns November 1st to the 15th with the wrap-up party at the Pipe Shop at the Shipyards on November 15th. Get your tickets in advance as the party is in great demand and it usually sells out. Details online at wave98.3.com. FM. Guitarist Steve Oliver and local vocalist Kat Levan bring cherished holiday favorites to life in Holiday Magic, December 14th at Blue Frog Studios in White Rock. We've listed all these shows under concerts and events at wave98.3.fm. Life Around Town is in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. Visit them online at kpu.ca and find more things to do near you at wave98.3.fm.
Wave weather, baby, the rain is coming. Well, showers anyway, but that's going to be a holiday Monday thing. And then rain periods, maybe Wednesday. In between and after that, most of the week, it's going to be a little bit on the cloudy side. Sunshine today and tomorrow, that's great news. 17 degrees expected. Overnight low down to 9 degrees. There's a comet I'm going to tell you about a little later on that you might be able to see tonight. And right now at 555 West Georgia, we're holding 15 degrees. Here's Big Mike Hart. Featuring Boney James, Cigar Lounge. Keep asking myself, are there any of those around in Vancouver? I don't think so. Must be outdoor. Stanley Park, Wave 98.3.
The best times deserve the best music. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Keep on shining.
Start in the ghetto, north of Seoul. Now, I'm not saying Pemberton Heights is a ghetto, but there was a star in the ghetto, and his name is Steve the Cat in North Vancouver. We're going to talk about him shortly. What a story. Cool summer, special effects featuring Keely Minucci, Wave 98.3.
Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Wave 98.3, Vanessa Williams and Brian McKnight, and Love Is. Dino, speaking of love, there was somebody over at Pemberton Heights over in North Vancouver, and they lost their cat, and that love hurts. Oh my gosh, I can sense that. Well, apparently there's some bear around in that neighborhood, so be aware of that. They usually hang around in the creeks and things like that. So they knew this bear was around, and they knew that their cat, Steve the cat, apparently doesn't really climb trees or anything like that. So anyway, after looking for a day, and notices a kind of like a little yelping coming from way up high. Well, this thing is up in a tree, 90 feet up. That must be one big bear. But that said, it took him 2 days to figure out how to get this thing down. This poor little Steve the cat, who had never climbed so far in his little life. So nine lives, actually. So what happened was they called the fire department. Fire department's like, we don't have a ladder that's tall enough for that. And on goes the story, and they finally find somebody who's going to climb up there and put the cat in a bag. Now, they didn't do it, you know, they knew what they're doing. They put some treats in the bag, and then they took the bag and the cat down. Apparently, it was doing ninja moves like Garfield as it's going down. But the happy ending of the story, the cat is the cuddliest ever and wasn't a cuddly cat before. Anyway, Steve the cat is now back in his little home.
Get ready to kick back and soak up the vibes, because Craft Beer Week is back for more laid-back fun, November 1st to November 15th. Take part in 2 weeks of easygoing celebration, highlighting craft breweries around the North Shore. And on November 15th, cap off the festivities with a wrap-up party at the Pipe Shop. Get your tickets early. Grab your friends and mark your calendars for Craft Beer Week, November 1st to November 15th on Vancouver's North Shore. Enjoy responsibly. Must be legal drinking age.
Hi, this is Gabriel Mark Hasselbeck. Lots to unpack here. This week I got 3 first-round Grammy nominations for my album Count Your Lucky Stars. Next week I'm off to the Catalina Island Jazz Festival, and they're serving Thanksgiving dinner at my gig on Sunday at the Admiral Pub and Grill.
Wait, whether or not Gabe, he's always so busy, that man. Anyway, I can see if I can see him on Sunday. We'll see what happens. Free gig happening at the Admiral Pub and Grill, and they've got the turkey dinner thing going on. What is not to love about that? Sunshine. It's going to be a couple days of sunshine, and then Monday, Thanksgiving Monday, is going to be a little bit of a wet event, a small chance of showers, but it definitely will be cloudy starting on Sunday night. Overnight low tonight down to 9 degrees. Chilly. Might even see that comet. I'll tell you a little bit more on that. 15 degrees right now at 555 West Georgia. Comet is going to happen at 626. That's when sunset happens. A couple minutes later, look to the west. See if you can see that little thing hanging there. Its name? C-2023-A3. Love it. Wave 98.3. See you tomorrow.
wish I could explain. If I could recognize the truth, baby, I would give this thing a name. Well, I can't admit it's over. You know, it seems that something's not quite right, yeah. And as the questions fly tonight, you're asking why, baby. Well, I swear I wish I knew. Wonder why, baby, but it's a mystery and I haven't got a clue. I'd love an explanation for these emotions undefined. Babe, I must confess your guess is just as good as mine.
Broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWV FM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.